yes to your way. I'll say yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Hello, family. On today's broadcast, I am going to play an excerpt from the series that I did in 2017 titled God in a Box. And it was a much longer message, but I just want to start out with this particular bite and just sort of look back as I was listening to it, look back on what I was saying about what we believe about God, about who God is, and about who we are in Him becomes a container for us. And I gave the description of what a container or a box is, because it's titled God in a Box. And what boxes will do is, because they have sides, they have walls, they contain something, right? And what happens for us, because we keep God in a box, we refuse to accept anything new into that box if it doesn't fit in with what is already in the box. And what I am discovering over the years of living, and in fact, tomorrow's my birthday and I'll be 70 years old, hallelujah, praise the Lord, is that you just have to recognize that you don't know everything about God. And what you do know about Him can not change, but it actually will go deeper in understanding and knowledge of God. And you have to recognize when your doctrine and theology is actually acting as something that restrains and restricts God's operation in your life. And Jesus said he came to set the captives free, right? To bring liberty. And the scripture also says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I find that so many believers are still bound. They may not be bound by a past way of living because they've given up things that are considered sinful behavior, but now they're being bound by doctrine and theology that keeps them from actually transforming into a more Christ-like image, because we are created in his image. But anyway, I'm not going to go any further than that, but I want to challenge you to not be afraid to hear something that may not agree with what you currently believe about God and the current doctrine and theology that you have used as your foundation. And what I see is that the body of Christ, we're still limping along. We're not fully, I think, like we're still trying to learn how to walk, and we're not really walking in the Spirit, but we're crawling right now. And there's so much more that the Lord wants to give us. And the other thing I see with this doctrine and theology is that our messages that we're giving to people is not growing. It's not evolving. It's not getting deeper. It also is not changing to accommodate what's currently going on in our culture and in our environment, in the change, in the types of challenges that we are faced with in this season, as opposed to 20, 40 years ago, 100 years ago. It's a much different season that we're in. And if we are restrained by doctrine and theology, we are unable to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us in this season to make us fit and adaptable, to be victorious, to have peace, to be calm in the midst of the storm. Well, anyway, be blessed by the portion that I'm going to be sharing today. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord, and welcome to another hour of declaring the finished work on this marvelous Thursday afternoon. I am just so grateful to be alive today, to be in the land of the living, lifting my hands and praising God, exalting him above all things, knowing that he is. Glory to God. He is. He says that I am. And so whatever you need him to be, he is that. I am your friend. I am your protector. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I am your wisdom. I am your strength. I am your power. I am your love. Amen. Glory to God. Well, here we are. We're back on the topic of God in a box. But before I get started, I am going to open up this broadcast with prayer. We're going to just clear out the airways. Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord is just moving unhindered. Glory to God. Father, we praise you this day. We thank you. We thank you for life and for breath. We thank you for your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one who came as the perfect sacrifice and bore all of the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So that we might be free. Free, no longer slaves to sin and death. And we thank you. Thank you. We are continuing to unwrap all that you have done for us through your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you for so loving us. We thank you for the broadcast today, this message, God in a box, for all that you will be revealing through it. Have your way, lead and guide and direct this message, everything that you want your children to hear, that they will be strengthened and encouraged. Hallelujah, that they will go forth in boldness, knowing who they are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you that the airways are clear, that no weapon formed against this broadcast will be able to prosper in this moment, that the word will go forth unhindered, and your word never returns to you void, but it goes forth and accomplishes the very purposes for which you have sent them. And we thank you. We thank you because you are faithful. You never leave us nor forsake us. There is nothing that can separate us from your love. We praise you and give thanks this day. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So if you were with me last week, that was the first session, the first teaching session on God in a box. So this is a journey that we're on. I just thank God for how he's working, because he knows exactly what we need in a particular time. And in this hour, with all of the craziness that we are seeing in this world, where people consider things that are wrong, all of a sudden they are right. Where lies are more palatable than the truth. But amen, glory to God, that where sin abound, much more grace. So God has a plan that's unfolding. And our task is to be still and to hear his voice and proclaim the words that he is speaking, the words of truth that will set the captive free, to release the spirit of love that he has placed on the inside of us, the spirit of peace that he has placed on the inside of us, to be able to release that peace into the atmosphere no matter where we go, that we are a blessing wherever we go and to whoever we touch and speak to. Hallelujah. The scripture says, out of the darkness, the light shall shine. So even though the darkness is increasing and covering the earth, it's a clear indication that the light of God is increasing in our lives. Truth is being released in this hour that will bring increased liberty in the spirit, in the body of Christ, so that we can move unhindered. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that as this word is going forth, this God in a box message is going forth, that chains are dropping off of people and they are finding liberty, because there, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I just want to review a few things from last week. God in a box. I talked about, or I defined what a box, what is a box. And I defined it as being a container with sides. And these sides act as boundaries. Amen. So whatever you put within this container, these boundaries, these sides, will keep it from expanding beyond that. The purpose of a box is to contain, to measure, to restrict, and to restrain. That's what those borders do. Those boundaries do. They restrict and restrain. It also separates. And in the area of mobility, having something in a box gives you the ability to carry it around with you, or to leave it at home, sitting on a shelf or in a closet. Protection. Protection is another purpose of a box. It protects. And in this particular situation, we're talking about our idea of who God is, because clearly God cannot really be contained in a box, but our idea of who he is and who we are can be in a box. So this purpose of protection, by being in a box, it keeps us from receiving anything else within that box, within those borders, within that boundary, so that it doesn't impact or affect the contents that are already in our box, and it doesn't require us to increase the size of the box because we're not accepting anything new. Boxes come in different sizes. Amen. My box may be bigger than your box, and the other person's box may be bigger. So we've got all these different size boxes because we've got these various ideas of who God is and who he is and who we are in him. But at any moment, we can upgrade from one size box to the next, as we continue to add to the box. Now, this is one of the things actually that sort of sparked this topic of God in a box, that I was sitting and meditating and talking on the Word of God and just talking to the Holy Spirit. And he said to me that I need you to get outside of the box. Now, I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty good. I think I'm really operating outside this box, because, you know, I've been very open, and also in terms of recognizing that I don't know everything, and that and remaining in that posture of being teachable. Glory to God, and to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. And what the Lord said to me, to my surprise, was that your box is increasing in size, but you still have me in a box. It's just a bigger box now. It's larger, because now you've placed more things inside the box. So the whole purpose of this message is to get us to operate in a place where there are no borders, no borders and no boundaries. Because, you know, we hear God, we hear messages about God being outside of time, and the things that God, how God expresses himself in the word, and the things that he speaks to us through his word clearly tells us and indicates to us that he is a God that operates outside of time. So he can see the beginning of a thing and the end of a thing all at once. He's all-knowing, all-present, everywhere.